flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Most of the time, commercial breaks are peaceful. But for whatever reason, this King argument, it's gotten heated. Sean and Lugi yelling at each other, then Sean's yelling at me. In fact, Tiki, this is a quote by Sean Morash to me concerning the whole who's the king of New York, Jalen Brunson, Aaron Judge. Yep. He says, Evan, take that little kingdom thing and stick it straight up your ass. And I'm like, what?
Wow.
Really? And then Sean. He starts just destroying the Rocket roster from last night.
Why
like,
are you so triggered?
Fred VanVleet didn't play!
Because I'm sick of Evan's tricks. And Evan,
There's no tricks!
Evan, I'm not looking for arguments. I'm just looking for facts. You know me and Tiki. We live in facts-based
business.
Yes, okay?
That's fine.
You have season tickets to the Knicks?
You going to use this against me?
I said answer yes or no.
I do.
Evan Roberts, do you have season tickets to the Knicks?
I do.
Evan Roberts, do you have season tickets to the Yankees?
I do not.
Bias. Come on. That's it. Bias.
Bias.
And we'll take your calls at 888-808-1019.
Now, before we get to your calls, this is, for those that missed it, about a year ago, this is where this whole argument began. About a year ago, I brought it up that I was hearing rumors that in New York City, there's this kind of like a basement at Gracie Mansion where they have pictures of people, and it's ranked based on athletic skills in New York.
And success.
And success. And Aaron Judge has been the king for a while, and I heard rumblings that Judge was going to be dropped to 2 for Jalen Brunson. Never confirmed it, never found out. Obviously, the city's got other issues. Mm-hmm. So we talked about it as a very heated debate. I wanted to bring it back a year later because a lot's changed. Jalen's coming off a magical performance last night at the Garden against the Rockets. Obviously, the Aaron Judge run and struggle in the postseason.
Albeit with an MVP.
Sure, with a great MVP season. So I brought it back. Now, as we were having that discussion, and I promise we'll get to your calls in just a minute, 888-808-1019, Tommy, very peacefully, sent me an official text message. He said, Evan, and he never starts a text with Evan. It's usually, hey, douche, or something like that. Evan, I really need a few minutes to state the case for someone else. And I'm like, what, Tommy? He's dudes and dogs. He's a Brunson guy. So
hey, who else would it be?
I don't know who he's pitching. I don't know if he's putting the guy ahead of Jalen, so we're all about to find out together. Tommy Lugauer, since you requested it so nicely, the floor is yours.
So first and foremost, Jalen Brunson is and will always be the king of New York. That being said, someone else has joined the conversation. Aaron Judge, number one, is out of the conversation. He is the modern-day Nick Swisher. And if you want to tell me that You know, Jalen Brunson took apart a bunch of hacks last night, a bunch of scrubs.
Swisher.
He only gets hits when he's facing these really crappy pitchers in July, when the competition stiffens up in October.
Now you're hating.
He goes quietly into the night.
That's the Met troll in him.
He only made the World Series last year because Juan Soto was on the team. Juan Soto is on the Mets now. They are big brothers, so now you are little brother
Not
with
if they
the Yankees.
Don't make the World Series.
The Knicks will always be big brother in this town. They are the team in New York. So when you're the best player on the Knicks, you're always going to be the king. That's number one. Number two, Francisco Lindor. While Aaron Judge was, like the rest of us, watching the postseason as he was, you know, striking out looking every other at-bat, Francisco Lindor was getting big hit after big hit after big hit, whether it be against the Braves on the final day of the season, whether it be against the Phillies, me and Evan were in the building. And I would say Francisco Lindor, and I think Sean would agree with me on this, the uncrowned MVP of the National League, Francisco Lindor is in the conversation now as King of New York. Aaron Judge out of the conversation. Jalen Brunson, the king. Lindor now in the conversation. Judge not even in the conversation anymore because the real king of the Yankees last year was Juan Soto. Now he's on the Mets. But I can't make Soto the king of New York because he's new to the Mets.
Right.
Lindor is now the king.
He was in New York last year.
Yeah.
And even though he was a great player for the Yankees, his teammate won the MVP. I mean, unanimously, by the way. Unanimously. Did I stutter? No.
You did not stutter, no.
Right, so what are we talking about?
So you are rejecting his Lindor point?
I'm rejecting the Soto nonsense on the Aaron Judge point, not being a part of this conversation any longer. He has to be. You know how hard it is to knock the king off the hill? You ever played that game, King of the Hill?
Yeah.
You know how hard it is to knock the king off the hill?
I never would knock
the
king off.
You're just placing him off the hill without even knocking him down.
Mm.
That's what you're doing, Tommy. That's not fair.
That was very disrespectful.
Right.
He called him Nick Swisher.
Francisco Lindor may be climbing up. And yeah, probably he's climbing up the backside. He's going up the side that nobody's paying attention to. And, you know, he deserves to be in the conversation, but not at the expense of Aaron Judge being gone from the hill. Wow. Come on, Tommy.
I just don't know. When we talk about being the king of New York, and we discussed this last year, and we haven't brought it up yet, it's about approval rating. 100% approval rating for Brunson. Aaron Judge does not have 100% approval rating.
I agree with that.
And if he struggles out of the gate, he's going to hear
it. Amongst their fan base.
Yes, meaning the drop pop-up, but not just the drop pop-up, because the drop pop-up, we'll remember that forever. Luis Castillo would like to send him a thank you card. It was the struggles in the postseason.
Don't
There's
worry.
No Steve's arguing
not
that.
Going away. It's not ever going away.
The Castillo one?
It's never
better.
Going away.
Hopefully it does.
No, I don't think it's going away, unfortunately.
I'm hoping Judge takes over.
All right,
over that
Tommy,
one.
Stating the case for Francisco Lindor. Let's get to your calls, 888-808-1019. Justin is in Queens. How are you, Justin?
Good. Excellent show. Listen, as Jalen Brunson is not even close.
Yeah. Wow.
You got to understand why it's Brunson.
Go ahead.
First of all, Brunson came here willingly and resurrected this team from where they were. Yeah, granted, we made the playoffs at one time with Julius.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever, but Jalen came here and became a superstar. And in a salary cap sport, willing to take less, bring people here to keep this team good and relevant and fighting for a championship, and all the while producing in the biggest moments, that's why he's the king. You see, for New Yorkers, we elevate people. Think about all the great ones that played here by what they do in the playoffs. Mm-hmm. Aaron Judge is a walking strikeout. Even Yankee fans were tired of him last postseason until he hit that one home run. But Jalen Brunson, he shows up in the biggest moments just like last night. And everyone talks about how the pinstripes are heavy and blah, 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 blah. Well, Judge was a homegrown Yankee. Brunson came here, put on a Nick uniform, and resurrected this fan base, which we know. If you're comparing Knicks and Nets or Yankees and Mets, the Knicks have more fans throughout the city than the
all
Yankees.
All right, that was a great phone call until you had to get, you know, make it personal.
The Nets still in the league?
Just kidding. No, that really was a great phone call. Honestly, Justin, he makes a really...
About choosing to come to the Knicks.
Yes, because I think in general, it really is a great point, Justin. I didn't mean to cut you off, except I did.
You got mad because you started talking about the Nets?
Basically, yes.
There's two teams in every sport, but only really one in basketball.
The hapless Nets.
Thanks, Tiki. I needed to hear that.
I was just clarifying what he was trying to say.
He's right, though. Like, we make a lot of homegrown, a lot of, hey, the guy was drafted and developed here. And that is cool. And that is awesome that Aaron Judge has had that. Obviously, a lot of Met fans have talked about that with Pete Alonso. But there's something oddly cooler about a guy who says, no, I'm choosing to play for you. Especially a franchise that has had as many issues as the Knicks have had over the last decades. So for Jalen Brunson to go out of his way to say, I'm playing there. And then, oh, by the way,
right,
when he comes here, not as a superstar, but then becomes a superstar right before our eyes. There's something amazing about that. And I think that is a great point.
But isn't that the case with Judge?
Like, he was drafted and developed here. It's cool in its own right.
But we saw him become a superstar.
Sure.
So it's not different.
Well, it's different in that Jalen chose to come here. And put the king hat, what is it called, the crown? Put the crown
it's not a hat.
On his own head. That's what he did. He came here. He was a member of the Dallas Mavericks. He had a chance to go back there. He didn't. He wanted to come here.
So it almost feels like you're rewarding Jalen Brunson for astutely recognizing the opportunity with the New York Knicks, who had been struggling to find the king.
Yes.
And he took his shot. And rose to the occasion.
Yeah, I give him something for that.
Giving him credit, maybe extra credit, because he identified a team that needed a leader.
I will tell you, I'll bring up my team in a small way because I understand how people feel. One of the reasons I connected with Kevin Durant was because he chose to play for my team.
Yes.
Right? Even to this day, I still have an appreciation for that. Now, look at the Knicks fan. Jalen Brunson wasn't necessarily the superstar, obviously, that KD was in free agency, but a player decided, I want to play there.
Right.
I kind of grew up there. My dad played. He has this connection here. Like, there is something unique about that. And I think Justin laid out a great point on why.
And Jalen Brunson, and you've said it, Evan, even though I think it's a little snarky, has elevated the Knicks. Has Aaron Judge elevated the Yankees? The answer is he has not. He's not. He hasn't won a world championship. And I'm sorry, when you play for the Yankees, and if he retires a Yankee without a World Series championship, the bald fella to my right will have a lot to say about Aaron Judge. We all know that. So win a championship. When you're on the Yankees, it's not about MVPs. It's not about hitting 60 homers against the Rays pitchers no one's ever heard of. It's about doing it in the big spot, and he doesn't. So how the hell could he be the king of New York? He's not even the king of his own franchise, not even close.
What you just said was one of the dumbest things ever said on WFAN, and that's saying a lot.
This week or forever?
Aaron Judge doesn't elevate the Yankees. I mean, I'm here to remind you what we all thought the Yankees were about to be in 2017, and Aaron Judge being so good so quickly is what elevated the Yankees and their expectations, and yes, their failures versus the Houston Astros in numerous ALCSs.
Keep going. And not just the Astros. Okay, they've lost to a lot of teams.
Well, you see, here's the thing, Tommy. when you keep climbing the mountain high enough to go play the Astros and go play the Dodgers,
okay.
Jalen Brunson, we haven't gotten to see take that punch versus the Celtics or a team in the finals. And I'm not saying it's his fault because it's a team game,
mm-hmm.
but Aaron Judge, we've got to experience in those moments. Jalen Brunson, in a sport where superstars can drive their teams to championships, has not yet been able to do that. So for you to say that, and then by the way, the approval rating nonsense you gave before, do you know why Jalen Brunson has 100% approval rating and Aaron Judge doesn't? Because Yankee fans simply aren't walkovers like Nick fans.
It sounds like you're cool with being a bridesmaid, because that's what I'm hearing.
No, that's exactly
it's okay
why
that
not.
Aaron Judge hasn't won.
Yankee
it's okay.
fans are not afraid to criticize their own stars because we have higher expectations because and we have higher desires. Knicks fans are happy to slap high fives with players after another exit to a garbage team like the Indiana Pacers. You guys, for as much as you beat your chest and talk about how you're the pulse of the city, are a soft group of babies that bows down because you're so happy you finally made the playoffs a couple years in a row.
Let me just remind Sean that I would say 75% of Knicks fans root for your baseball team, the Yankees.
Okay.
So you basically so they're soft with the basketball team, but not with the baseball team. Is
correct.
That what you're
okay. Correct.
You think they'll fight each other before the show's over?
I know.
Like punches.
It's getting personal.
I know.
I can't fight somebody over somebody when they're so wrong.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Coca-Cola, 7-Up, Dr. Pepper, and Polar Seltzer, selected varieties and sizes, buy two and get three free of equal or lesser value, plus CRV. Limit three free items. USDA Choice Bone-In Ribeye Steak, $7.97 per pound. Limit two packages. Creamy Hass Avocados, 77 cents each. Limit four items. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season two on Apple TV+. And we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season one and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season two. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.